Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France, after a few guest roles on such shows as The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap, he landed the role that brought him to national attention on The Drew Carey Show. He's gone on to appear in such films as The Beverly Hillbillies, Office Space, Napoleon Dynamite, and Balls of Fury, as well as on the HBO series Veep, and tomorrow night his ABC series American Housewife celebrates their 100th episode. Please welcome actor and longtime friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
Hey Diedrich, how have you been, man?
I'm really well, man. I'm really well. I loved your segment before. I was listening about the road trips.
Those
indelible memories of all that.
And it just the fact that it started with discussing the fact that Nikki's husband, when he was a kid, had such great parents. They drove him down to Florida. They got to go around the Daytona racetrack in a car because they were on their way to watch the Apollo space launch. And I'm like, yeah, no.
Wow, what a great memory. Oh, I wish I'd done that.
Yeah. That's what I said. I go, well, I never got to go to a track. My dad beat me with a Hot Wheels one. So that was my...
And then it went to things you've been beaten with.
Takeoff is kind of cool. We did out here in Los Angeles, this is many years ago, there was I don't know what was coming back. The space shuttle was coming back, and we had to drive out to the desert. It was a kind of like a totally spontaneous trip. We were all out at a bar, you know, and closing time is 2 here. And then they were like, hey, you want to go see the space shuttle land? We were like, yeah, let's go. And so we drove out.
Neat.
Way out into the desert. And then when it came in, like, first of all, it's like clear blue sky. And there's nothing there. Then you hear this boom, and then something's there. Like, it wasn't there, and then it's there.
Oh, it just exists. I would love that.
It's really cool. It just sort of appears as a blip, you know? And they put you really, really far away, and there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of cars all lined up, you know, watching. And this tiny little thing, and then it lands. It's really far away. And for some reason, I guess because we're all in show business, we thought, like, they'd bring the space shuttle by and come, you know, meet us and, like, shake our hands.
They're like, Diedrich Bader's out there.
Yeah, they're out there. We should go say hello.
Yeah.
I thought. They're going to, hey, guys, no. And I was totally wrong. I had all the guys stand back. They were like, no, that's the whole show. I went, well, that was something, but it wasn't really that much of a show.
Yeah.
Seems like, and they were like, it came from outer space, man. What else do you want?
I know. I'm such a sick, sick man for that stuff. Like, the idea of going to space. Like, anytime we get an astronaut on the show, it is... I revert to being 10 years old. I got so many questions. I just want to somehow be their friend. I want to ingratiate myself to them because they're just the best of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Also, you know, one thing that I really love is I'm totally geeking out on you guys. The sound of space, you know, when they make recordings of what it sounds like
out
there.
Yes.
And what it sounds like to land on Mars. I think that's really cool.
I listened 5-6 times yesterday over and over again to that little SoundCloud deal that they sent out of the first time they've ever had the microphone.
Oh my God.
There. Yeah.
I totally did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, enough already.
It's just like a 4-second clip of wind. It goes, whoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. It's so cool.
I just can't believe what I'm listening to. At the same time, I guess you could tell me that it was that, and I would probably like describe all of that. You could tell me that it was Mars, and I'd go, oh, man.
I know, man. I know.
When really it was just like you're opening up the window on the way back, like you were saying, and maybe just stuck a Walkman out and recorded it, and I would be like, wow.
Well, that's all the flat Earth people think. This is all one great big ruse to keep us from seeing the big God, the big Jesus.
That's the way it works.
That's right.
No, when you think about it, you have to take a lot of things. You have to take a lot of things for face value. Like people just tell you things, and you're just supposed to accept it. You know?
Yeah, and I do because you know I believe in stuff like that. I don't got to pull my heart out to make sure it's there.
Right. Exactly. It's pumping away.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Yeah.
I can't.
It is kind of funny, though.
I'll be remiss. I've got a million things I want to talk about, but if I don't congratulate you on the 100th episode of American Housewife, someone from your company is going to shoot me
can
in the face.
Can you believe it? We made it to 100 episodes, and it's a really great episode, and it's really cool. It's like it's kind of meta in that Franklin, who plays Anna Katz's best friend, Anna Katz is our youngest daughter on the show, he has a podcast, and he's gotten to his 100th episode of his podcast, and in that 100th episode, to celebrate, he brings on all of the autos, and we think it's going to be all these softball questions, but they're actually super penetrating and making people reevaluate their lives based on these questions. And,
great. Dude, five seasons is almost impossible. That's really something, man. Yeah. It's, 2020 sucked. 21 looks to be a little bit better, man. I feel like we can see that light at the end of the tunnel, and provided it's not a train, I think we're going to be okay. And to come through that, you know, at 100 episodes, that really is something, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people always ask me, like, why I didn't try to focus more on doing movies and stuck to television. And there's many reasons, but one of the big reasons is, you get a crew and cast together, and you keep them together, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, we had a 0.06%, something like that, infection rate. We never shut down. And we were the only show on the lot, on our lot, at Radford here in Los Angeles, that did not shut down. And that's because every decision, obviously, that people made about socializing with either their extended family or their friends, they made based on if it would be okay for everybody else. In other words, they looked out for each other.
I know.
And that's what you get from doing series television. We are together for years. We've had exactly the same crew. We are as tight and as loving as a family, and we look out for each other. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
To know, you
yes,
know,
it is.
Guys, for so long, guys, obviously there's women too. I mean, guys in the plural. But anyway, it's a beautiful thing to all stick together, and I think our infection rate, I know this is a weird thing to say, is kind of proof of that we were looking out for each other, and every decision that they made was based on what would be better for the greater whole and the greater good, and that's a beautiful thing. I really love it.
No, trust me, they gave us the option. Do you guys want to go home? Do you want to suspend the show? Do you want to try to do it with ISDN lines? You know, and there's five of us in here. And we just had this discussion, like, look, guys, Jake's got kids. You know, Nikki and Mike are both in the industry. Greg has got a girlfriend who lives separate from him. He has his own family. I have a girlfriend and have my own life. And we had to all sit down and have a very honest conversation. Like, look, man, we're going to be responsible for everybody else. I'm responsible for Nikki's in-laws and T's mom and, you know, Greg's parents and Jake's parents. And we're all, you know, if we carry it through. But everybody. So far, man, we've whipped its ass for nobody's come up hot for COVID. Nobody in anybody's family. Everybody's been okay so far. But
amazing.
It is about love.
I mean, and you know, like, I would love to see friends and I would love to, but there's a lot of people that do see, like, we sit in the driveway and we talk to each other, but I'm doing nothing social, and it's been close to a year now, and I respect the fact that people are able to do that and keep their cohorts, co-workers working and making those decisions based on that and keeping everybody safe. And the sense of shared sacrifice is a beautiful thing. I was watching, I don't know if you know the old movie Mrs. Miniver, it's from the 40s. Anyway, it's about a woman's life during World War II and how these communities get together. And there was a really beautiful scene where they're all, you know, they pull their curtains closed so that the Nazis can't see where the houses are. The blackout.
Yeah.
And this sense of shared sacrifice, and it kind of brought me back, or made me realize that that's what we're doing now. We're thinking as a community, and all hopefully pulling in together. And that shared sense of sacrifice is something that we haven't had as a nation for a long time.
No,
and in a weird way, it is a reassessment of who we are, and it's interesting in that way.
You can take this time, and you can let it be divisive with politics and the disinformation superhighway, or You can do just like you're talking about and reestablish what it's like to be an American and use the word, you know, patriotic in a very positive and sweet and loving way. That means taking care of the people in your world, in your you know, area, in your work, in your family, in your friendship, in your circles. Yeah. And if we all do that, we'll all be fine. But yeah, you're right. We'll see the best in us and the worst in us, just depending on how you want to handle it.
Right, that's it. I mean, we're doing it as a community now, and that's the way you have to think. It's no longer this individual standalone thing. We have to do this together, otherwise we're not going to survive.
I know much.
And it's like building a barn. You know, we got to get together and do it together because there's no way you can build it by yourself. It is a reassessment of who we are as a country, and I think it's a great opportunity for that.
I really do love you, Diedrich. By the way, Jake, if you keep waving the goddamn windmill arm at me, I swear to God I'm going to walk into your studio and kick you right in your dick.
I keep getting texts from the ABC dude who's like, we got to move on with Diedrich. We got to move on with Diedrich. I don't want to be the bad guy.
But he's in the, I wish you could see it. He's like got two arms going. Like I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. We're having a moment. All right, listen, I love you. I do. I love having you on, Diedrich. You are you're always fun to talk to, man. And I think you're interesting and you're a great part of this world. And I love the show, American Housewife, 100th episode. Congratulations, ABC, tomorrow night, 7:30 Kansas City time. And I got to let you go. Otherwise, Jake's going to keep waving at me.
Thank you.
I love you, man. Bye. See you. God dang it, Jake.
Just ruins the moment.
It really does. It really does. Hey, John, connect with someone over a phone that you don't normally meet, but make sure you have an in-depth conversation that has some real kind of connection to it.
Well,
but right in the middle, as you looked at the glare through the two-way glass, I got this guy in there.
Well, like, the dick part is the ABC dude. Like,
is it mean for you to get a text?
As soon as I connect them, I say, hey, you know these guys love each other. Like, it's good times. Like, be lenient, whatever. And they always, when it starts, they're like, yeah, no, take your time, it's all good, mm-hmm. whatever. Then when it gets down to the end of time, he's like, I need him off right now. Like, get him off right now.
I like how Jake's like, I got a text and it was pretty upsetting. Oh, were you sitting in your nice quiet room where nobody
I'm
could
not
see
worried it? About the upsetting text. I'm worried about when they hang up on us and the conversation
know,
that happens right after
I
that.
Know, I know, I know.
How do you not just sit in the Quick Trip parking lot crying?
I know, right?
It's so tough
on Jake. He's like, you don't know what it's like to put someone on and then have to wave at you to take them off.
Time.
Your husband's right about her mouth. All she does is stir it up. Zip it, shorty.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.